and I've lived over 50 years, tuned into my calf muscles. They're like my indicator. And I'm going to share this. Maybe some of you heard the Avea interview that was up this week. I don't know, but and I'm saying this because I'm wondering if you can tune into what you came in with. Because I came in knowing about this energy, and I remember screaming as a baby, non-verbally, to the beings around me, to the humans around me, this could be a lot better. You're not doing it in a way that is going to make you happy. And I just wanted, like, as a child, as a baby without any language, I was screaming to try to communicate to the humans around me, there's a different way of doing this. And until I was in my late teens, early 20s, I had no way of articulating it. And that turns into inflammation and disease in the body, having that kind of scream wanting to come out. And so my question to you is, what does your being want to scream to the world? What does it want to teach that would help humanity? What kind of wisdom? What kind of practice? Does your being want to share? And I don't mean as a teacher necessarily, but what is your theme? What do you want? What is the wisdom of your being? There's something in there.
It's Fran. And ever since I learned, Sarah, from you about grounding, about the aliveness of Mother Earth and the importance of connecting with that aliveness and witnessed the transformation of my own being into a much higher integrity, more loving, more aware, but mostly more higher integrity being. It's been my dearest wish and yearning that everyone on this planet should know of this, that it would transform our entire experience.
So that's your message too, that
Yeah.
resonated within you.
Oh, totally. Totally. It's just, and just to be clear, I mean, it was totally foreign to me. It seemed, I won't say wacky, but I had no experience. Just like subtle energy seemed wacky when somebody told me about them, and I thought, oh, these people are crazy, but I'll try it. And when I tried it, and when I tried, I grounded when I tried and opened to, whole new worlds opened up. And I mean, I really, really empathize with the condition of our fellow beings, in this culture.
And so we're each holding this frequency, and it is vibrating. And now that we've shifted since yesterday, literally, the frequency has changed since yesterday. It's going to activate that radiance within you that will be radiating out into humanity. And those suns within you and inside your heart are going to grow and grow and grow, and they're going to create and join with each other to create this new consciousness, supported by living within the heart of the mother and father, son. And so we're just at the beginning of this activation. But now this can come alive in you. Even if it's been silent and you didn't know about it, it can be a living beam within you and have a huge impact. And the other thing to bring through here how does it want to come out? I'm just checking the language. There's nothing else to do but be grounded along your living axis. That's it. From there, you take each step. But every time you extend your energy outward, instead of being in a radiant, flowing field, every time you hook onto something outside of you, you lose your power and your guidance and your truth. The connectivity comes through you being in your full flow and connection between Mother Earth and Father Sun. And that can create an intimate connection with another person without losing or draining your energy and without losing your sovereignty. It's a whole new model for relationship.
Thank you for sharing that, because I can feel that very strongly. The first thing that came out when you started to talk about what to share with the world is, again, the sense of I have to give something out. But it's not the first thing to I have to develop myself or draw within and find my core. So that resonates. What you just said just resonates extremely strongly with me.
You know, it is, it's a lot to cultivate this inner center. Not because it's not natural to us, it actually is very natural to us. But again, the conditioning has been so strong in opposition to it that it requires a lot of attention and tending now. But we're going to get a lot more support for it now. A lot more. The frequencies of the center of the galaxy, the sun, and the core of the earth are all activating and shifting into higher frequency, and we live within that. So that's all going to support this inner direction and the inter creating an integrated field on a personal level and a universal level. And so we'll have a lot of support for that.
This is Laura, and I was just having tremendous amount of compassion for myself, but it's just so hard. It's just so hard.
It has been. And there is that sense, I often describe it as trying to carve a tunnel through a giant mountain with a teaspoon. It's been hard to have an awakening in the old paradigm and waiting for the shift to occur and holding that space. But the kids being born now, they don't have that. They're not carrying that any longer. So we'll be clearing that. And sometimes that's hard to let go of too. And we'll have help in clearing that because there's a part of our being that knew this was coming. And we'll be supported by the new consciousness kids that are coming through. We already are.
After I spoke last time, and then you shared everything about the low frequency conditioning and manipulation, I was just overwhelmed with sadness, and just I burst out into like a full on crying. I was sad for myself. I was sad for the other people that spoke on the call about their conditioned beliefs and everything. It was a really heavy, heavy release.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, this is big stuff that we're dissolving this weekend. This is the stuff that gets in the way of living multidimensionally.
And then for me, similar to what Fran had said about, the grounding, that's became my life's mission as well, but it goes even into the place where I sound like a broken record with my clients and my friends and my family, but it's to me living with a sense of safety rooted in our root chakra to that connection to Mother Earth and the living energies. And that's kind of my mantra is that, we're not living with a sense of safety to connect to another person or another thing or a job title or, whatever that is, that it's really got to be rooted in our root chakra to that living energy. So that's been my purpose since I met you.
And that, and Russell, I want you to notice how being connected isn't the end all. Look at how you have evolved, how that has led you into all this evolution and continues that there's no end point, but how it's been the source of how you've changed, how your personality has changed, how your being has shifted, your human being. And
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up. In fact, I ran into a friend in the neighborhood I hadn't seen in a while, and she just said, "Wow, you seem so peaceful." Like, well, you got to meet this woman, Sarah Weiss.
Just had to meet you.
Thank you.
This is Renee. There's a really strong thread here for me. Maybe I'm not the only one about conformity equals safety. And how terrifying it has been for me to become a bit of a nonconformist, and most especially to come out as a spiritual person. It's felt very dangerous to me. And I've had this sense in this so far this morning that there's a sense of moving from conformity to being co-formed with the light
Oh,
and letting
beautiful.
that light form me and shape me and guide my world. And the message a bit ago when you talked about how you were screaming at the people around you, there can be so much different or better than this. The phrase that came to me that I want every being to know is, you are so much magic. You are so much magic.
I love that co-forming. Oh, beautiful. Co-forming in the light.
When you brought in moving our outward focus into the inward, I felt this real alignment. And it was so beautiful. And then I started with the negative mind of like grasping for that. Like the old pattern, I'm not going to get it, shows up.
And then what did you do?
Then I cried.
And where are you at now with it?
I'm still in the kind of in the thick of it. Like, I don't want it to disappear, and it kind of evaporates.
The feeling of being in your alignment evaporates, is what you're
Yes.
saying. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So can you feel in your body, first of all, your calf muscles
Yes.
and what happened with them?
My right one is doing a lot of tingling. Kind of goes all the way up to my glutes.
And as you feel that, what happens to being stuck in the negativity?
It's not in my circuit of thinking.
So it dissipated? You've got a beautiful unwinding going on right now around that too. So you now have a way out as one pathway that was shown to you, a way to return. So this is, it's more than just body awareness. It's body energy awareness. It's the consciousness. Sometimes when we get into the body awareness, it gets more constricted. We have to be with the energy. And the energy needs to come up from Mother Earth. Oh, we have a lot releasing right now in the whole group. So settle in. I'll be quiet for a little bit here, and you can settle deeper into your grounding. This is like the sonic boom that we heard last week here in the Ohio area. This is like a big sonic boom exploding of heavy energy. And so at a certain point, when the energy releases downward and the light energy starts rising, and then it forms the fountaining out and a clear channel to Father, Son, and the central light. That's what's happening now. So the heavy energies are both going upward and downward. They're circulating more fully now and being recycled, and they're at more of an atomic level than just a CO2 oxygen level. We are releasing some big stuff here with a lot of help. And you might feel it. So feel your tailbones too. See if they curled up more and invite them to release. Again, this is the impact of ceremony. This is the power of ceremony. And ceremony in right timing. And with training, like you have, being patient, and we need to be patient when the energies are clearing the deepest, heaviest energies, and that's usually where we cut it off. That you can feel right now the density of what's coming into circulation. There we go. It's starting to release. We're moving through some very, very dense energy that's breaking up. See if you can sense the connection from the root chakra into the earth. It is breaking up. It's like icebergs breaking up. Does anyone need help or want to say something?
I feel like I need help, but I don't know what to request.
What are you feeling?
I keep thinking this, like that I have to be doing something, and I want, and that's not what I want.
Have you gone down to your seat and feet and calves? And what's happening there?
I'm connected. I just have a lot of insecurity and fear. Like I want to, it's like I'm craving to be inside and love myself and feel loved.
Okay, this is where patience is needed because you're breaking up a lot of stuff there. Hold on. Okay, so this really is requiring staying with this for a little bit longer. And this is a whole paradigm of energy that is breaking up right now. Oh, you know what, Carolyn? Feel the sacral area in your spine. And see if any of your glutes are tight.
Yeah, they're definitely tight.
Okay, see if you can soften those. There you go. You feel like you have a little more breath now?
Yes.
Yeah. See how subtle this is? It's There's beautiful light going down that left side of your spine now. So when that feeling comes up, that's a signal to check your muscles. And it's really the fascia. So the fascia is the interface between the energy and the musculoskeletal system. Like you had almost stopped breathing. And that's how we live. Wow. You feeling the shift now, Carolyn?
I definitely feel calmer.
Does anyone else need help? I'm just going to talk a little bit through this because it's actually a very profound part of the ceremony here. This is breaking up the old paradigm conditioning around evil. And just like the energy block cube density of how we look, this is even deeper and more insidious. And this is, there are luminous beings and our energy fields are working on breaking this up in each of our beings. And it's a mess of entangled circuits that are being freed up right now. And so, if you have the capacity to stay with this a little bit longer, I hope you do. If you don't, ask for help because this is rather large. Or if you'd like to say something, Lakshmi, go ahead.
Is it normal to kind of feel not connected suddenly? I think I'm getting overwhelmed, and so my body is not. Like, I can't feel my grounding.
But how do you feel? Do you feel calm?
I think there's a lot of energy swirling around my chest area. Like a lot of emotions being processed.
That's okay. So that's where the energy is working with you. So that's okay. It does, you don't have to feel your grounding right now. Just let this, it's kind of like Carolyn, it's a piece that's opening up and then it'll come back into the hole after it's cleared through.
Okay, thank
Okay.
you.
Here we go. Another large section just got cleared up. There we go. The flow's going now. I didn't know we were going to work with this. This is quite a blessing. There we go. Can you feel the root chakra starting to open and relax and connect again? So, in the energetic nervous system, when we have whole paradigm belief systems They shape our nervous system, our energetic nervous system, and contract it and confuse it and entangle it. And we're not in a state, like Renee said, of co-forming with the light. And we're breaking that up right now. And that's in the root chakra. That had been very entwined in our foundation. How are some of you feeling? What's your experience?
This is Ananda, and I'm not specifically having any perceptual awareness, but I do have this sense that everything's fine. I feel good.
Wonderful, wonderful, good.
Just in the last few moments, I never had this feeling before, but my tailbone felt spread out like through my whole lower pelvis. So it felt like the energy was coming up like from hip to hip instead of like a point source through my tailbone.
Yeah. The full lotus of the root chakra opened up for the circle here.
It feels really good.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah, would everyone feel comfortable taking about a 10-minute break right now, getting up and moving? And I'm sorry, we went so long without a bathroom break, but and we won't go too long afterwards, but let's take a 10-minute break. Do not hang up, just be on silent like you are. It's 12:02. Let's come back at 12:15. Okay, so we have 13 minutes. Yeah, get something to drink, eat, go to the bathroom, and we'll spend a little time together afterwards. Okay, I'm just going to go on mute here. Okay. Are we back? No way for me to tell. You're all on mute, so I'm just assuming you're all back. Okay. So, how are we doing? Let's have some sharing around this. So remember what I said was we were clearing the conditioning around evil. And what happened for you when I said that?
This is Mark. Well, prior to that, I had an image of being in a basement with a wood floor and not wondering, kind of feeling what was underneath there. And then after you mentioned the evil, the other image that came up was kind of like a circular abyss with kind of like a darkness at the bottom. So visually that came in fairly strongly.
Sure did.
Yeah. And then, but the funny thing on the other end is as soon as we started the break, a song came into my head, which was "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas." I don't know where that one came from, but it was kind of like a the balance of the, I guess, the other part.
Yeah, the light coming in. Huh.
Right.
Wow. And where that evil conditioning might have been coming from.
Yeah.
Mean, that was a whole planetary frequency. How did everyone else do with it?
This is Laura.
Mm-hmm.
And before the break, I was about to say that my dog was sighing deeply. I just noticed every time I kind of released a layer and my tailbone was softening and things were releasing, she was next to me just sighing and sighing and farting. She doesn't typically do that. So it was a very interesting experience. I mean, she farts, but not that. The deep sighs as the layers were coming undone. So that was interesting.
We always love our animals to join us. They're w welcome all the time.
For me, when you brought up evil, it was like a relief of letting go of that. And I just had these memories. A recent one I shared on the group page about that experience I had where time was slowing down and I could feel the seed fears, like a lot of it was around evil. And I think that's when the energy felt like it was coming through really strongly. I was like, I had this fear that that was like an evil energy. And then I remembered being a little boy. And I would try to sleep on my side because I was worried about the evil beings under the bed. Like they would have less surface area to like stab me. And I was like, thank God we're releasing this now. I'm tired of carrying it around.
Oh, your mind is consistent through and through for structural engineering.
Minimizing my surface area on the bed for the
Right,
beings. Yeah,
right.
exactly.
I didn't know we were going to be tackling that today. I got previews of a lot of the stuff, but not that one. This is gigantic. How's everyone's tailbone doing and the connection between the root chakra and the central axis and the flow there?
For myself, Sarah, it was all part of the release part. I guess the term is somatic experience, an intensely somatic experience. Is that a correct term for when it's within your body?
It within the body, but we need a term that also includes the energy of the somatic experience. The way it's normally used is just the body, you know. Okay.
Okay. Well, as far as the energy was concerned, it was very interesting because I felt as if there started to be a pulsing in my root, a circular movement of a pulsing, and I could feel the clear flow. My tailbone did great the whole time because it was part of the flow. So every time the flow would come up, my tailbone would release, and then when it was pushing down, it was a little more contracted, and that it was like labor pains, really. I mean, it was kind of like the up and the down. And what was interesting is it coincided with this is heavy, or you would make a comment, and I could really resonate by the physical senses in my body that I was experiencing that, and the tailbone was in flow with that. And at one point, I was checking to make sure that the calves were okay. I was still not tense in my pelvic, hip back area. And so it was wonderful in that respect. And when my reaction actually to evil, it was interesting because I had no attachment to the word. And I almost wanted to say, what does that mean? And and what I was thinking is that is it possible that we have practiced non-attachment and blessing of those who may be creating evil today? So I don't, I used to see a division there, but I guess I didn't feel that division when you mentioned the word.
So that was my experience with that.
So you were experiencing the release of some contraction.
Very intensely, yes.
Okay, so your equivalency for understanding evil was a very direct bodily energy experience. It didn't have words, it didn't have a name, but it was sitting in your being like that.
That sounds very true.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you know how we're moving away from trying to find a word for
Yes.
everything?
There's been so much work done there. It was like, I don't know where to put that word.
Right. But in your being,
It was in
knew
me.
it. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Understood.
Yeah,
Yes. It was
good.
beautiful. Very
Yeah.
beautiful. Yes. Thank
That's
you.
a great teaching we could bring up around that. Thank you. So did everyone get that point that even if you don't have the words for it, but you go through an expansion and a release, the content of that word was the experience of your body, the conditioning of that. So it can be nonverbal, it can be non-identified. I grew up in the Jewish tradition, and there's not a big emphasis on evil there, but there is a big emphasis on evil in our culture and the religious culture. And it's really up front and central now. So it's interesting that the luminous beings brought that up to break that conditioning at this point. Ananda?
I think I'm fishing for some reassurance here. So if I didn't have perceptual awareness, but it's still happening, still happens. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and you don't have to fish, you can ask. Yeah, so we're all experiencing everything uniquely and individually here. I'm watching, seeing, being shown the energy of the entire ceremony and the entire circle. I'm not watching or looking at each individual person. Okay. I am with the guides being shown what's happening on the bigger plane. So that's why I ask about people's individual experiences. I have no idea what you're going through. And I'm hoping that everyone's okay. So I give an opportunity to speak up or ask for help. If you need it, because I am only focused on the totality experience we're having. So you can always ask. Every single person's having a different experience today. I want you to take that in. And that's how it should be. And there's a greater reality that we're involved in ceremonially that is occurring multidimensionally with us. So it's nonlinear.
So, Sarah, if, this is Lakshmi. So, it's still happening, even if I'm not feeling the connection or the grounding. Because it almost felt like I suddenly got, I couldn't feel anything.
But you did describe activity around your heart area.
Yes, like it was like an emotional swelling, but I mean, my connection to the earth.
You know what? When I look at you individually, you've got a very subtle connection with the earth, and then there's some heavy energy that's in process right now. So that'll come back, but your connection's still there, Lakshmi.
Okay.
There's just a lot being processed through your field.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sarah, I wanted to share that my experience of the word evil also was somatic. It felt like a lead vest. Like the kind that you wear at the dentist office for x-rays, but it was on the backside. So it was like so much pressure on my shoulder blades and my collarbones. And I think it still feels like it's shedding. It feels much better than it was before. But yeah, and then it was sort of like your wings are clipped, like that kind of feeling. The wings couldn't come out. Like pop out the back for expansion.
What a great description of what evil does. And see how we're each in expressing what's happening to us according to our own being. And every time someone speaks, we learn something. So that was really helpful, Kim.
This is Michelle. For me, the experience, I feel disentangled. And it feels as if my illusionary image and identity has been made or has been dissolved so that it can no longer be used as commodity. And I feel when we were working with our calf muscles, I felt the I had the image of the like there was a crystal light in the center of the mother's heart and in my calf muscles, and now it's in my belly. So it feels like something connected, and that crystal in the center of the mother's heart was also connected universally. So that was where I'm at this moment.
Lovely description.
Thank you.
Let's sit in silence for a little bit here. Beautiful. Okay, we've been set into a new frequency, more refined, more cleared through as a whole, a group, centered the axis of the circle, became higher frequency, the light surrounding the circle and us has raised in frequency. So we'll take our lunch break. I have 12:46, so let's meet back here at 2:15, and you'll hang up from this Zoom session. I will send out another link. If you don't have it by 1:15, let me know. And take a nap, take a walk, have lunch, relax. But we're at a new frequency now. I hope you can notice it. So we'll meet again soon. Anything anyone needs to share or add right now?
Sarah, it's Kim. In the silence, I felt a message about the calf exercise that you had us do, and I realized how it relates to how much I love reciprocation. And I feel like that's a part of me that I would like to bring forward into the world. And I also think there's a tie into, or I feel there's a tie into, the negative talk. And for me, I may not actually say the words, bad things, but or negative things, but I certainly feel it by holding, like clamping down. And in the exercise with the calves, inviting them to release, I felt so much love. And it was like the antidote of being able to share that release. And I was shown like a, like a storm drain. It's like I went into a different dimension or something, and there was this big conduit, like a storm drain, and there was just tons of storm water running out of it. And it's the piece of it's okay to release all that. It's the earth loves this. So it's a love for the earth, watering the earth. Yeah, so I think that's percolating.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Sure.
Okay, so we'll meet back here at 2:15 and enjoy. See you then. I'm going to end the session.